Welcome to the Generation Iron Podcast, featuring the biggest names in bodybuilding, fitness, combat, and strength sports world.
If you want to be a bodybuilding champion, it takes hours and hours every day of being dedicated and being passionate about it.
How's your boy here, Kai Green, a.k.a. Mr. Getting It Done?
Yeah, buddy!
Tune in to the GI Exclusives on the Generation Iron Airwaves.
What's up, guys, and welcome back to Generation Iron Podcast. Your host, Victor Martinez, along here with Esan Farahi, Vlad Udin, and Edwin Mejia. Almost called you Melvin. That's one of my first training partners. He's Mejia, too.
Melvin. Oh, he's Mejia, too.
Yeah, exactly.
There's a few Mejias out there.
Yes. Again, thank you for joining us. And what are the topics we're starting with today, Edwin?
Oh, man. Well, last week we had a great, you know, topic. TRT was a hot one. I think people were very excited to hear about that because there's a lot of bad information out there. And, you know, young kids really on TikTok and other platforms learning about TRT at a very young age and steroids and drug use. But that being said, that led us to another topic, which was Cialis on the topic and using Cialis as a pre-workout.
And Viagra.
You know, it's a big topic too, because a lot of information out there about it increasing athletic performance. And I guess, Vic, in your opinion, I mean, I know you worked with quite a few people and you know some people that have probably used it.
Yeah, they have.
For pre-workout, does it really work for pre-workout? Is it effective? And does it improve athletic performance?
It affects, you know, many other things. But yes, I have used it before. Not Viagra. Cialis, 2.5.
There's a difference, you know, between Viagra and Cialis. Difference.
Well, Viagra, I mean, you know, you don't want to get a heart attack in the middle of your workout. You know, get an unnecessary pump somewhere else. It's just, I guess it's too strong, too much. And it's just, you know, they're both, they're a vasodilator, which has the same effect as NO2, nitric oxide. So when guys, you know, started taking the Cialis, they noticed, hey, man, I'm getting a pump. I think Muscular Development did a story on this and started experimenting and using. That's what bodybuilders do. They do it, and it works, actually.
So how does it work?
Well, again, it creates blood flow.
Blood flow is supposed to go to...
Yeah, if you get aroused, it goes directly, you know, right, to your penis. But
if you're not aroused, then it goes somewhere else.
Yeah, if you're not aroused and you're working out. And again, when you're talking about the 2.5 that you can use on a daily, unlike the 20 of Viagra, which, you know, headaches, you know, you don't want to go blind in the middle of your workout either.
You know, side effects.
Yeah. It's a kind of the like a nitric oxide.
Yeah, nitric oxide. And it's
the
actually
pumping,
so does it give you energy or does it give you the blood flow to
fill up? Yeah, not a pre-workout. It's more like a workout.
Like a tribulus assist. Kind of like a tribulus.
Yeah, yeah. Yes, it's more like
you give more pump. But come on, Victor, you think bodybuilder should be taking the such a thing, Cialis or Viagra?
I mean, if you're a teenager, stay away from it. If you're in your 20s, you really don't need it. You know, we're talking about
As a pre-workout. I mean, we have so much.
I mean, as a supplement. That's a supplement.
You want to feel like a machine, right? Like, no, you want to go to the gym and then you want to perform at home. And you
but
want to
no, my point
like, kill two
is,
birds with one stone,
yeah,
you know?
So
have
you,
a good
I mean,
workout
I see,
and smash at home.
Why I not? Can see the value. Yeah. I can see the value to that, right? If you go to the gym and all of a sudden you do like...
It's a win-win situation.
We have so much
so many
supplements.
Actual supplements.
Actual
yes.
supplements. Yes. You can use it to not... I mean, Cialis and Viagra bring your blood pressure up too much.
Yes, that's where the
That's why it's dangerous, first of all. I mean, again, blood pressure, it's very, very important, especially for bodybuilder, you know? If you want to bring your blood pressure up, I mean... Why Cialis?
Yeah, and again, that's why the mild dosage amounts. Do you need it? No. Again, you can get a nitric oxide, NO2.
Yeah, nitric oxide is perfect.
Yes.
Nitric oxide,
it's
exactly.
good enough, has the effects, and you don't need to be walking around Cialis. And especially, I think when I was when I did use it, I believe it was for one show, the last Arnold I did, and my wife found it. She'd be like, "What is this?" What are you doing? And right away they go south on the whole, you know, thought process of why you have it. And
what'd you say?
And I said, I use it on you. That's why you're still here.
Well, I guess you that's a lose-lose situation, because if you say you use it on her, she'll get upset. And then if you don't say that, you still look bad, because who else are you using it on, right?
No, and again, I told her, guys use this to work out.
Right. You know. She believe you.
She didn't believe me. Of course not, you know. But, but you know, I got rid of it. And I told him, listen, I'm not getting this for you anymore.
This is very old traditional method for a bodybuilder, which is that moment in time. They don't have nitric oxide. But right now, we have, I mean, five different pumpage nitric oxide before workout. Yes. Mm-hmm. We don't need such of these.
There's a lot of proof and evidence out there and research that I've read that says it helps sustain blood flow, right?
Yes.
Which helps sustain endurance and increase endurance. So there's a lot of information that leads to the positive aspects of using.
Again, if you're older, have benefits. Let's say you're in your 40s, 50s, you know, it's good for your prostate.
Really?
Yeah,
it's helpful for prostate.
It releases your prostate.
But if you have a prostate problem.
Yeah, it's like you see the commercials.
Did you have any bad side effects taking Cialis? You mentioned headaches, or is it only Viagra? I
mean, Viagra, they both have kind of the close same, side effects. Mm-hmm. But I think Cialis is a bit more safer, you know.
There's like fogginess, I heard, headaches.
Because the dosage for Cialis is very low. I mean, Viagra started with 20, 15, I think it goes to 200.
Yes. Wow. Yes, wow. I mean, stories.
Cialis started with 2.5, I think.
Yes, 2.5. I mean, the stories, the horror stories I heard about a man being caught or dying in a hooker's bed was usually Viagra. It was never Cialis.
Oh, I see.
Happening? Is it happening?
Yes.
You can die in bed?
You die by overperforming.
That's happened more often. Yeah, that's happened more often than we think. In fact, Vlad and I have been involved in conversations with bodybuilders that have told us that they do some sort of injection.
That's a whole different.
That's a whole different topic. Yeah, that's a whole other topic. That is essentially
For that, we'll have to bring in one of our porn actors from California.
Right.
To kind of give an insight.
It's like they're injecting Viagra in directly.
It's actually worse. It's like that injection. Right. You don't have to be aroused. It's an automatic hard on, basically.
Automatic, I think.
And there's nothing you can do to bring it down.
Yeah, that's kind of rough.
For 24 hours.
I guess they're not natty either, you know.
Definitely not natty.
So to wrap this up, right? Would you recommend Cialis for bodybuilders?
I would not recommend it. Again, there's a lot of healthier, better alternatives. These are guys who just going extreme, you know, just kind of like Cialis, where you could get, you know, NO2 supplements. And then there's, you know, fat burning. You know, you can use a fat burner. A lot of guys go with these extreme fat burning drugs, can burn your organs and all that, DMP and all that stuff.
There's always an
extreme, and there's always a healthier alternative.
We should talk about the DMP as a separate. Yeah, I heard crazy things about that.
But I have a question for Victor. Bodybuilders very worried about sex during the week. How many times, I mean, you know, more than hundreds of people ask me, how many times should we have sex during a week? 3 times, 5 times, 6 times, 10 times, or none?
I mean, healthy.
Is it effective?
If you get ready for a competition,
Is it effective for building muscle?
Because boxers don't have sex a month before the fight,
But Tio would have, you know, orgies and still have, you know, 2 sacks the next day in his football game. So it varies from person to person, the athleticism afterwards. May you be weaker? Maybe, you know, maybe not. Again, it's just one of those things that, one of those myths, but it can affect one person more than the other. Again, it depends. Are you doing a marathon fucking session? You know, or just, you know, having a quickie, you know, so it varies. It depends, you know, but if you want to have a good workout, you want to definitely just kind of go to the gym fully loaded.
No sex before the gym.
Yeah,
no sex.
You don't want to go there wasted, you know, but would it affect you tremendously? I mean, you're not going to do your PR best.
What they do if they get horny? What they do if they get horny? A bodybuilder in middle of the workout and they have 1 month.
I mean, you work out, you're going to release endorphins anyways.
1 month before a show, he get horny. What
you 1 month? What no, that's 1 month. Come on.
He's talking about like a day month, before.
You know? Day before. I mean, I did it before a powerlifting meet, and yes, I did not perform my best lift.
So.
That's actually a great question. I never actually.
So many people ask me. I'm definitely going to ask you too. How many times we should have sex if we are in the cycle? Is it waste if you have sex or not? This is the topic everyone talks. I mean, especially the young people.
You know? Well, Vic said before, when you in prep, you're not even in the mood for sex.
Usually you're not in the mood, depending how much you're outputting in the gym, how much cardio you're doing. You know? Again, you're loaded on so much stuff that you know it's not really going to make a difference. But again, when you're so focused, you're not really thinking about it, but can you do it? Of course, man. Come on, you're taking tests. I mean, just gonna have to.
You said DECA is the thing that hurts.
I mean, DECA again, prolonged use. But DECA is not as bad as Tren. Again, guys will argue it. They'll say no. Mm-hmm. And I said, well, keep doing it, and you'll see. You know, and again, I consider Tren the crack of steroids. You know,
yeah, it is.
Want to use that? Go ahead.
Crack of steroids.
The crack. Wow. Yes. The crack of steroids.
Wow. They destroy
wow.
it.
Wow.
But I mean, right now it's very popular because, you know.
It's popular because it's crack. It's fast. It's quick.
Yeah. Mm.
But you crash.
Do you feel the results immediately?
Yes.
Allegedly.
Yes. Less than 1 week.
Wow.
Less than 1 week.
Less than 1 week. You feel hardness.
So you like it. It's addicting because of the quick effects. Mm. You know.
But you cannot on it for a long time. More than 40 days, 30 days.
And again,
your liver, it start to damage for your liver. It's very, very dangerous and direct damage in the liver. Specifically.
So let's switch subject for a second. So we spoke about the Cialis, Viagra. We spoke about the DECA. But let's talk about the five or maybe more. But let's limit to five over-the-counter supplements and that, in your opinion, bodybuilder absolutely needs. They can't bodybuild without it, in your opinion. We can limit it to five. Like five, because there's so many supplements in the market, right?
There's
like
a lot.
Hundreds of products. But if you were to limit it to just five that you can survive on as a bodybuilder,
I mean, I would have to go with creatine. When I first started using creatine, it was like, wow, this was money.
It's like DECA.
No, it was great because you could just buy it over the counter. You don't have to go incognito, some secret mission to try and attain it.
And it's cheapest supplement in the market.
You know, even though I think right now that's one of the highest.
Expensive right now, right?
The price goes up, but it's still
for reason. Yeah, for good reason. But yes, it's a good performance, supplement.
And tell people what it does exactly. It gives you the volume.
Yeah,
right?
Volume, strength. I mean, it was proven time and time again with placebos and everything. And you can get that nice pump and you stay full for a long period of time.
Right. Can you take it all the time, like throughout the year, every day?
I would say that's one question I will always tell people, that a lot of these supplement stores, they'll just sell it. They will not say, you know, cycle it. Mm-hmm. I believe you should cycle it just like anything else in your body. Your body adapts pretty good to it, you know?
Yeah, you should be having stuff because creatine goes to kidney. Mm. And if not to stop, you know, because his creatine is heavy, go to the bottom of the kidney. So some of the athletes are using creatine, and at the beginning they start, oh, my lower back is hurt. It's not lower back, it's your kidney.
Wow.
It's your kidney.
So from creatine?
Yes, from creatine. If you not stop, and if you're not drinking water enough, when you take a creatine, you have to drink at least 1.5 gallons water a day. At least minimum to circulation for water inside your kidney start to work. If the kidney is sitting in your creatine sitting in your kidney, they turn to stone.
Really?
Yes. And again, varies from person to person, but a person who
I had no idea about that. Wow.
Yeah, a person has kidney issues. Yeah. Mm-hmm. They actually are the most highly to have that effect.
And the person not drinking water enough.
Oh, enough water. Yeah.
Okay. So number one is creatine, absolutely a must.
Yeah.
And it's for volume and strength. What about number two?
I mean, for me personally, I used it for so long, especially before the Nationals, the 2000 Nationals, was HMB. It's just, I like HMB.
What's HMB?
Yeah.
You still use it? This is over the counter we're talking, right?
Yes. I still use it, actually. It comes in a product called Juven. Juven has an essential product, which is glutamine, HMB.
So what's HMB exactly? So it's a chemical?
Yeah, it's a supplement. Again, it's good for energy, muscle building, recovery.
HMB.
Yeah.
It's mostly for recovery.
It's a recovery product that we featured on Generation Iron a couple times.
Yeah, a lot of people don't know that building muscle, to build muscle, you have to have the recovery phase.
You have to break down your tissues. And
so
you have
recovery
to
is recover. Important.
Yeah. Do you take it before muscle? Or after you work out?
Before
you work out.
They have some that are after too, I thought.
Yeah, before, after. I was using it before and after. Yeah.
Okay, so creatine number one, HMB, what's the
third? Again, that's just my favorite. No, people can argue it. Yeah. I mean, I haven't seen too many HMB products, you know, around. And that one is again, I've used this.
Is it a replacement of amino acids or is it?
No, amino acid. That would be definitely right up there.
So number three is amino acids.
BCAA, yes, BCAA.
I got that right.
Again, is it just aminos? Because aminos, you can get it from food. Certain ones like branch chain, you need to take.
It is specific aminos because it's different aminos, right?
We have different amino, but specifically
what's
BCAA.
BCAA.
BCAA, yes. BCAA, branch chain amino acid. It's, you cannot find it.
Load up.
Yeah. Yep. BCAA is good for recovery. BCAA is good for building muscle.
Okay.
BCAA, it's good for transferring protein to the muscle. BCAA is good for everything. If you ask me, I put the BCAA in the top, in the number one.
Yeah.
So BCAA, creatine, BCAA
number
NHMB.
One.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think creatine is a very powerful product for someone who's like 21, 20 years old.
Yeah.
Because 21. The thing is, like, they're just, their testosterone is through the roof, and then they're. Yep. Putting creatine right on, I mean, it looks like, I've seen some of these young guys right out of college that do creatine and they look like they're on, you know, on some sort of PEDs.
Wow.
Like in terms of the difference, I mean, yes. I've personally seen it and I know some of them too, but it's true.
Big difference.
I agree with that.
Let's do two more over-the-counter supplements that you think are key.
I want to hear Esan. I said mine. What do you think? Esan, I want to throw in one on top.
I think L-arginine or pre-workout.
Yeah, arginine is good. Yeah,
arginine, what does it do exactly?
Arginine, it's
energy?
Pump you, no.
It's blood flow.
It's blood flow. It's blood flow. Exactly, you need it.
Like a Cialis, but
it's an amino acid as well.
Yeah, it's an amino acid. It's one of the amino acid. It's the one of the piece of the amino acid, but it's good
to. So you think buying it individually?
Individually.
Okay.
Individually and take it the night before sleep. They increase the GH in body.
I used to use a ton of it, arginine and ornithine.
Yes,
when I was younger.
Yes, they actually work.
Yeah.
Arginine at the night before sleep is actually help for increase and balance all hormones.
Mm-hmm.
And then at the workout before workout, if you take it, you're pumping too much blood to that muscle you work, and you feel pump, and you don't need Cialis. You don't need Viagra.
So can we summarize the list? So we have
creatine.
BCAAs.
BCAA.
Was the one
BCAA.
NO2 is a pre-workout. Is either that or the
Cialis. Arginine or pre-workout.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then the one you said HMB.
HMB.
HMB. All right. HMB.
Yeah. For me, I would have on my list HMB and definitely a carbohydrate drink.
Well, yeah.
A supplement.
Yeah. Is the protein powder crucial to
protein? Protein is like, that's like a staple.
Yeah, but what Victor, I don't forget what Victor told me. This is that years ago when we were doing Generation Iron. Victor told me, hey, Victor, how important it is to take protein shakes. He's like, Victor's like, most important thing is that you eat.
That's what I was going to...
Exactly. I always ate. I didn't start doing protein shakes until about 24 years old. Other than I couldn't afford it before. I think it was because I don't want to bash supplement companies here. We don't do that, Generation Iron. But there was a particular one. big brand back in the days that was just all over. Their protein tasted like crap. And it gave me the runs all the time. So I used it specifically as a laxative. You know, when I would be constipated, but there were big companies. It's still pretty big, but
some protein do that. Some protein that messed up the stomach.
I mean, protein to me is like a staple, because in the morning, if you're like on the run, on the go, yes. you throw in some blueberries, almond shake or whatever, you know, milk, and you throw in a protein shake, you know, and you're on the go, it's perfect. Because
they're perfect, especially for breakfast. A lot of people say, I don't have time for breakfast, but you have at least 3 minutes to make a shake.
Exactly.
You can actually make a good shake, throw some oatmeal in there, some fruits, get on the train, drive, and you don't have to stay home eating a full
meal. But if you have time, definitely eat right.
Eat right, you know, but the
food
protein.
First. Are there supplements that you see in every store or every website that are absolute not important, in your opinion?
Oof. Good question.
It's a lot of junk.
Because you see so much. Because I'm saying, which ones are like you see everywhere, but it's like, if you think about it, pre-workouts, right?
Yeah.
You drink coffee if you, I mean, it's not strong. But.
Again, pre-workouts, I don't like them in particular. And a lot of times, I don't even like people that use them too much, because they tend to talk too much in the gym. Why you talk so much, man? Don't talk to me, man. Work out. They take it to be social or something. I don't know.
I have to say, I mean, when I started in lifting, my first product was Super Pump Max by Gaspari. When Super I took pump. That thing, I felt like I could fly. Like, I literally felt, I know, I felt the tingles. I felt all the shakes.
Shout out to Richard Gaspari.
Yeah,
they call it Super Dump after a while. They give you like the runs or something.
No,
Super Dump after a while.
That's what I like started learning about. Like, that's what I kind of grew up on. You know what I mean? Super All Pump right. Max.
It worked for you then.
And let me tell you, it got me into the gym. It did what it had to do. But I can see how there's a lot of alternatives out there now in terms of pre-workouts, Stim-Free, you know, pre-workouts and all that stuff. And you know, even the RTDs out there were great. So,
you know what is the best pre-workout? Plain rice and chicken and one arginine. Try this.
One arginine, I mean...
What do you rice make? As a carb.
They sell it at GNC?
Pork protein, yes. I mean, try it. Try it, guys, and then comment it below. Rice, chicken, and one hour.
Like in a shake or just you
no,
eat
No, no. Eat your food 1 hour before workout. Load it, your body with food, and real food, which is carbs, protein.
No pizza?
And arginine.
Café Bustelo. That's it.
Some people eat.
There you go.
I got a Bustelo boost.
Victor brought it back. You know that.
I got a Bustelo boost.
I grew up on that as well.
That's it. If it gave us coffee when we was like five. You like tired, they put the coffee in you.
That,
like,
that is
you're
a,
not tired, you couldn't sleep.
That's an underrated pre-workout that's a New York staple as well.
Yes.
So what are the ones that are bullshit out there? Which ones you would say you really don't need it?
I think fish oil, it's okay. I mean, I use the medicated version, which I think is way better.
What about, like vitamin packs? Are they good?
Vitamin, you multivitamin take them. Packs? They're okay. You can use them. They're fine. It's kind of like just to take them just in case. But can you do without them? I mean, if you're eating healthy.
Like a multivitamin.
You prefer multivitamin or individual vitamins?
I mean, it's individual. You got to take so many.
Yeah.
I mean, there was a point that I was taking about 20, 60, 30. 70
pills
a day.
What?
Yeah. 60 pills a day.
If you take individual.
Wow.
I would take individual because of the strength, the potency. And then after a while, I stopped doing that and I just started doing just the IV drip. And
it's just more direct. How is that? I've never done that before. It's good?
I'll hook you up, man. It's good.
Yeah, I got to try
good.
It.
It's,
how often you got to do
few
it?
Of them. I mean, right now, once a month is good enough.
Once a month? I heard it's good for hangover.
Hangover, recovery.
I heard.
I mean, sexual performance.
Really? For everything.
Yeah, it's a lot
of direct goes to your blood. I mean, tablet capsule, you have to take it and digest
it.
Goes to your kidney. And
yeah. Boom,
a small amount goes to your blood. But when you go IV, you know, the direct vitamins goes to your blood.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I mean, krill oil, people like krill oil because I think it goes directly to your bloodstream as opposed to omega. But a lot of them have great effects. How heart benefits and all that as well.
I want to wrap this up today by talking about a subject that we get a lot of emails about, which is acne and backne. From what I understand, a lot of bodybuilders, they suffer from it, right? In your opinion, what's causing the number one cause of that?
I guess a good question would be, there's people that suffer from it because they're on PEDs or they're not on PEDs. Because there's guys that I know that are not on PEDs that do get a lot of acne. So
we're talking about adults, not teenagers.
Yeah, adults. People over 21.
Right, exactly.
That get acne as well that are not on PEDs that get a lot of acne too. And then there's ones, of course, that
could it be supplements, like some kind of over-the-counter supplements, of course?
pH balance of the body. A lot of times, and like Edwin said, you know, doing PEDs and they shouldn't be. A lot of times they use it and their body reacts differently. They should know, they should just stop right away. But they're so used to seeing their muscles growing and they're feeling good and they're feeling strong. They fail to notice the physical effect, the look, and it's just, you're getting bad skin. Once you start getting bad skin, you start looking unhealthy.
A lot of pros, actually. I'm not going to say names, but, you know, I've seen it before. I've
seen a lot of bad skin situations. I think when I first started bodybuilding, I was lucky. A lot of my friends were going to esthetician school, and I was usually the guinea pig. They had to practice. You know, they had to do the seaweed wraps and all that stuff, and I volunteered, and it was so good because it's something that I continued doing for a while. You know, so, but most bodybuilders will not do that. They don't want it.
So what do you recommend for someone who's not on PEDs but has a lot of acne problems and is into the
acne? I say tanning helps a lot.
Tanning.
Yeah, tanning helps a lot. The sauna, infrared sauna, steam room. A lot of times the pores get trapped. Yeah, trapped, and all the oils get, trapped in their skin, and it's just, it's well, they don't take care of it, especially when it's in their back. They start creating these the scars, and when they don't treat it, the scar tissue, and then it's just starts getting bad.
I think a lot of pros don't care about that too much because they put a spray tan and it covers it up, and it's like they can go on stage.
It's
and,
not such a thing care
builds
about
up
or
though
not.
After a while.
Of course it builds up, but
it's not such a thing they care or not. They cannot control it.
Well, they have to stop pee, right? It's
when you're using the stuff, juices and your blood, where your blood get thick, and your liver get damaged. When your liver get damaged, they're leaking fat inside your blood. When the blood get fatty, the acne comes up. That the person not taking anything. But they have acne, that means his blood has a lot of fat. His cholesterol is up. He has to be checking his food. First, diet, bring down your fat, bring down your weight, bring down your fat, especially your middle section, and then see your acne is still there or not. But the person using the juice and they have acne, they cannot control it because the cholesterol comes up, the fat leaking to the blood, and blood bring it to the liver. It's very, very easy. It's not such a thing, very hard to understand.
Another big problem is they just don't clean their backs, man.
Jeez.
I mean, some of them
don't change the shirt, you know?
They don't change their shirt, they don't clean their backs, and it's just
don't
like,
change their bed sheets either?
Scrub it a little, man.
Or work out with the tank top and not put it the one towel in exactly one pad, one bench that guy using 2 minutes ago.
Yeah,
clean those benches.
A lot of problems not cleaning in the gym also is that contact dermatitis, you know, it's that fungus once it gets to you.
On your feet, right?
Not on your feet, you get it on your skin, on your forearms, on your back, benches. Yes. That's why I say benches. Clean those
you
machines.
You have to clean your rule
of thumb.
Stuff.
Not everybody showers, always. Not, that's the rule of thumb. Don't assume everybody showers, they don't. So.
Do not assume.
Yes. Do not assume.
Last thing you want to do is assume.
Not assume they shower. They don't. They're dirty, and it's just, some people have a fetish. They like laying down other people's sweat, you know? But that's another episode.
That's a whole different episode.
That's another episode. We started with CLS, and we finished with fetish.
Well, I think, I know, right? So it's, think we should definitely do a DMP episode because that's people want to know about that.
Yeah. I think covering the extremes of bodybuilding and the guys that swear by it, because usually those people that do use it and swear by it, they're usually the first ones getting sick and not competing anymore, you know? So it's like, we got to play the long game over here, you know? Marathon, not a sprint.
All right.
All right, guys. Thank you for joining us, Generation Iron Podcast. Until next week. Hey, guys. Hope you liked this episode. Tune in next week. Don't forget to comment, like, and subscribe. See you next week.
Let me show you something. Redcon 1 stands for the highest state of readiness. We provide products for a soccer mom, a pro bodybuilder, all the way to a Navy SEAL. Anybody who wants to be at the highest state of readiness, we have products for you. You may be asking yourself, well, why? Why is it so great? Is because the products are so great? Yes. Is because the team is so great? Yes. But it's also because the people love what we're doing. They love what we stand for. Head to redcon1.com, check out our products, see what we're about, and join the movement.
GenerationIron.com for even more GI exclusive content on all things bodybuilding, fitness, combat, and strength sports. And don't forget to rate, review, and subscribe to this show on Apple Podcasts or wherever podcasts are downloaded.